This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the Betting Weekly MLS podcast brought to you by our friends at BetRivers Casino and Sportsbook. Sign up for a BetRivers account today at BetRivers.com. I'm your host, Thomas Viola, and joining me, none other than my faithful co-host, the Pablo Escobar of Parlays, Taylor Wilson, all the way from Bogota. How are you doing, Taylor?
I'm doing fantastic, Tom. I was doing a little bit worse a few days ago watching some of these weekend games come in. Our picks last week struggled a little bit. Okay, full disclaimer, not our best week. In fact, our worst since we've launched the show. Me particularly, I will throw myself under the bus here. It was not good. We've had some luck in the totals department, but a lot of misses on the sides, at least for me, going into this past weekend. So this is a business meeting, Tom. We're gonna recoup all of this. We're going to get it back and get right into it for the next slate.
That is right. Now, a couple pieces of housekeeping here. And first off, we did say that we did not like the slate last week. That was a tough one for us. Naturally, didn't go our way. But hey, that's how it goes sometimes in this league. I'll get to our records in a second, but I do want to bring up here, we have been a little lazy on keeping track. We've kept track of our betting record. We have not kept track of the units. We are going to change that moving forward from this week on out. We will also give you a record of what our units have been. We may reset the record. We may not, just depending for the sake of keeping everything the same. Taylor, we will have to figure that out. We will come back to you guys next week. If you have any opinions on that, sound off in the comments below or hit us up on Twitter, TV at Work, ATLT Will. Yeah, that is something that we have to go over and deliberate about off the show. But like you said, rough week. I went 4-6 to bring my record to 13-15. You went 4-7. You're going to be at 15-13, Taylor. Still, we are at 28-28 now, all evened up as a team.
But that's why we do this, Tom.
We have hit. We are definitely up in the units department because we've hit on some very significant plus money plays. My biggest hit last week, Charlotte plus the half goal at plus 160. That worked out in our favor. I will take that. We also hit on LAFC at even money last week. If you had the minus one, you got the push there, but they got the job. We got some money out of that game, and we made a few bucks where we could. Didn't hit on one of those big road dog prices, but we've got plenty of those to get to this week. And let us get started and bring it right up with the Houston Dynamo versus Austin FC. This is going to be a Texas banger, my friend. Dynamo favored at home at plus 128. Austin FC $1.95 road dogs, and the tie at plus 250. Taylor, I'm starting right off with a road dog, and that is going to be a theme for me this week. I'm betting a lot of them, and that is why definitely excited to see how the units shake out over the record. This one is plus 195 here on a better Austin team. I don't think the Dynamo are particularly that good, and I don't think that this game is far enough away. It's not a big enough trip for Austin to really get affected. They have been shaky on the road, but I think that that's an old narrative. They've been a lot better this season, as they've been one of the better teams in the league.
Yeah, Austin played a Texas Derby in the U.S. Open Cup, got another one here on tap in MLS. Both of these teams, two losses in their nine games. So Houston, as far as I'm concerned, really overperforming here in the early stages of this season. Credit to them. You know, they're getting it done, but I think once the macro of this season shakes out, we're going to see that as a fringe playoff team, best case scenario, very possibly not even a playoff team. Whereas Austin, I'm buying into the hype, Tom. I really do believe in this team. I think this kind of South American contingent up top is making this one of the most exciting attacks in the league, at least early in this season, with Driussi, Fagundes, Aruti. Like, most goals in the league, Tom. We came into this year thinking, oh, this is going to be a team might have to grind out some 1-0s. That has not been their identity at all. They have been really, really, really hard to stop. And look, they've been good at home. They've been okay on the road as well. I'm not in love with how good Austin's form has been just in terms of kind of the MLS logic, the MLS rules that we know, but they did get their slip out of the way in the cup. They lost the Riverwalk Derby to San Antonio. They get that L, and now I feel a little bit safer. I feel a little bit more comfortable, even coming off of a win in MLS, for Austin to keep it going. And look, Tom, we've circled these a lot, and we're going to try to hype ourselves up more in the money management department with how we've hit on some of these road dogs early in this show. I think we have another opportunity here. Full alignment always scares me, but I like Austin as well. 2-1, great price. It's an overinflated price. I think it's the wrong price, and we have to take advantage.
Exactly. And if there's one thing that I will harp on time and time again on this show, it is that all of the people out there going, why are you degenerates betting on MLS? We are betting on it because it's a league no one's thinking about. And that means the books aren't thinking about it. It means there's value there. It's not a bad thing to be betting on smaller leagues. It's actually a good thing. It's where you can make more money against the books. That's why we like to do it. And that's why we like the road dogs in these spots, because a lot of the times they are going to be home favorites are very heavily weighted by the books in this league. And MLS isn't a league where you can really do that and rely on home favorites to come through every single time. You're going to hit on some bigger road dogs at a higher rate than you are in a La Liga, in a Premier League, in a Serie A. And that's what makes it such an opportunity to make money here. Next game up is going to be Toronto versus Cincy. Toronto -115 coming off that barn burner versus NYFC. They lose 5-4 in that one. Safe to say, Taylor, very happy my over 8.5 cash. But yeah. I have no play. I want to see what this Toronto team can do, because all of a sudden they're rounding into a tiny bit of form. Maybe I take that -115 price with them. They could put up 4 on NYCFC. Yeah, they gave up 5, but FC Cincinnati going up to Toronto, they're not going to do that same thing. This is, again, the way that I put this play, it is not one of my favorite plays. It is not one that I'm going to count against the records. I lean Toronto -115.
Okay, he said that, folks. You heard him, not counting toward the record. So he put that disclaimer out there. Mine will count toward my record this week. So my initial inclination here was, first of all, by the way, is there any more MLS scoreline than a 5-4? I mean, gotta love it. Yeah. I initially looked at this and I thought over. And then, you know, I threw up the post-it notes on the wall. I closed the shades. I did, you know, Charlie and Always Sunny meme GIF mode, just fully crunching the numbers.
And I can't believe you call it a GIF.
I'm sorry. I'm soft G. I actually have. I am one of the rare. My greatest shame is I have been converted. I was a GIF head and I am now a GIF head. So that's my greatest shame. We'll get into that in a different pod, but I looked into the analytics, Tom. And so Toronto, yes, they've scored 2 or more goals in 5 games in a row. That's crazy. That's a lot of goals. They also somehow have the lowest XG in the league, expected goals. The metrics say that they're overperforming a lot. And that, you know, Cincy kind of all over the place, a little bit hard to get a read on. But one thing that's pretty easy to get a read on with them in terms of the trend data is Cincy's not very good on the road. Only 2 goals scored in 4 road games. They've done a lot of the kind of promising attacking stuff earlier this season at home. So all that said, I'm going completely against the grain here and trying an under 2.75 at +110. These are 2 teams that have had crazy games, both of them, where, like you say, an over 8.5 might cash. I'm trying a not super high number under here at under 2.75. I'm following the numbers and I'm prepared to come back next week and say, you know what? Let's not follow the numbers in MLS. This is Major League Soccer. We need to be a little bit more sensible about what league this is. But I'm going to go with the analytics on this one, Tom, and I'm going under 2.75.
Bold, but maybe they scored all of their goals in that NYCFC game and they've got nothing left in the tank here in this one. All right. Next up, RSL versus the LA Galaxy. Real Salt Lake +155 at home. Galaxy, $1.70 road dog here. And the draw +235, total of 2.5, juice to the over. I am taking LA. Maybe you could get me on an overplay, but it's not really where I'm going. The Galaxy are a legit team in this league. $1.70 is a road dog. I love what they did beating a tough Nashville team 1-0 last week. I'm ready to back this team even on the road here in this spot against an RSL side that I'm not too strong on here. I don't think that they're particularly one of the better sides that we're going to see in this league this year. Yes, they are sitting in sixth right now, but I don't really trust them, especially with a minus four goal differential. There is no team in the top six with a goal differential under positive four, and that's the LA Galaxy. I think RSL is a little bit of a mirage. I'm liking $1.70 here with LA.
So I will just say I agree with everything you just said. I mean, the Galaxy have been one of the more impressive teams so far this season. RSL is very meh, although they had those results earlier this year where they're beating the Sounders, they're beating Nashville, and suddenly we're all raising eyebrows thinking back to the playoffs last year and thinking, yeah, you know what? Maybe the RSL way is happening. Maybe there's something to this team, despite not being overly talented. And then what happens is their last six games in a row – all comps, all without a win. So they're in awful form right now. You know, that's despite those wins earlier in the year. It turns out maybe Nashville and Seattle have a lot of their own problems, and that had a lot more to do with RSL's results maybe than RSL. This does, having said all of that and knowing MLS, this feels a little bit trappy. The Galaxy were a really, really fun team early in the season, and now the last three games have slowed down a little bit, still getting results, but the scoring is slowing down significantly with just two goals over the last three games. So that worries me a tiny bit. The other thing that worries me a little bit, as I get all of the caveats out of the way, is the price is moving in the wrong direction. You could have gotten this in Galaxy in the plus 180s. Now you're talking about, you said plus 170. I had plus 175 circled.
Oh,
it's moving the wrong way. So if you want the Galaxy, I would take it the moment that you hear this. You know, that might be 150 by the time this kicks off. But ultimately, I agree with you, Tom. I have the Galaxy at plus 175. We'll call it 170 if that's what it is live as we're recording. I just think that's a sensible play at a plus price for a team that is considerably better than RSL. I would just give the caveat that this feels like there could be some MLS weirdness that happens.
I mean, there's always the caveat of MLS weirdness. You just got to have to kind of live with it. And that's what we're going to do here. We like the $1.70 road dog. They're not the only road dog we're going to like, but I do not like Atlanta as a road dog. Plus 225 versus Montreal, our next game up here. I'm going under 2.5 goals. I can't bet Atlanta after their loss to Miami, and I don't particularly like Montreal either. But Montreal hasn't been a big goal-scoring team this year, and a Josef Martinez-less Atlanta, much of the same. Give me the under here. I'd rather play that than a side.
First full disagreement of the week. I love it. I am going over 2.5 and laying juice at minus 134. This one, I'm not going against the grain. I'm riding the juice and going over. And part of the argument here is I agree. Like, Atlanta is not good away from home in general. There's a lot of question marks around this team right now. You're talking about Brad Guzan being done for the year. Cisneros replacing a legend in this league and Josef Martinez up top. That hasn't worked out particularly well. But I look to this game as a similar model. You know, you can look to the Inter-Miami game over the past weekend. Atlanta goes ahead early, had some other opportunities, ultimately loses the game 2-1. That's kind of been what Atlanta has been on the road all season. I don't think Montreal is particularly good, so I don't want to side there. I think we're in agreement on that. But ultimately, when you look at Atlanta away from home, it's three losses and one win in the four. But they have 5.65 expected goals via FBref, and they've only scored the two goals. So they're really underperforming in terms of some of the chance creation stuff on the road. I don't think they've been quite as bad as it's shown. And so I'm going, reasonable enough over 2.5 here. Last time these two teams played, it was also 3-3. It was an absolutely insane game. Granted, that was when Josef Martinez was still healthy. And Atlanta did not have George Campbell starting in that game. So it was a lot of Miles Robinson trying to defend for four guys at the back line. And Montreal took advantage, especially in the counter, against some bad defensive midfield play for Atlanta in that game. That last part could absolutely be the case in this game. There's no more Josef Martinez for Atlanta, which would hurt the over potentially. But I read this as, I don't know, maybe a 2-2, a 2-1 Montreal win, something like that. I don't like Atlanta on the road much, but I'm going to over. We're in full disagreement, Tom, which is good to have one or two of those a week.
Exactly. It means that at least one of us is hopefully coming out with a win here, unless we get a really, really weird 2.5 goal push.
Yeah. The classic 2.5 push.
Happens all the time. So when a coin lands on its side on the flip. The New England Revolution take on Inter Miami here. And oh my God, the Revs are so frustrating right now. They are minus 186 to win this game. Miami plus 420 as a lit road dog. And the draw plus 350 here. I can't bet on the Revs. because they have just not shown me that they're going to be consistent enough so far this season. Miami's all of a sudden on a two-game win streak where they beat Seattle's kids and then they beat Atlanta. Again, this is, I'm taking a road dog here. The price is too high for a team that, you know what, is actually not playing bad soccer right now. Give me plus 420 on Miami.
This is my first full stay away of the week.
This should be a stay away. I just can't resist the price.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I just my whole instinct here was I kind of like the Revs off a loss. I kind of like fading Miami off a couple of wins now, as you said, on the trot. But there's nothing that, in terms of the soccer, there's nothing that inspiring about what New England has been doing this season. They now have real defensive problems. I just there's nothing here. Like if you like the Revs, I don't know, Revs minus one. I don't like the Revs to beat anybody by two goals at this point. There's just nothing there for me.
I think that Miami has finally learned, okay, maybe we don't need the Higuaín's. Maybe we don't need to be reliant. They finally learned the lesson that so many teams before them coming into this league have learned.
Yeah.
And that is play the kids. Play younger talent over bigger names, and you will see results in this league. They're starting to see those results because they're going away from the old aging big name players that they brought in to make a splash. I think that this is a case of the books have not yet adjusted to what this team is and what this team can be. I'm going to take them as a 4-1 road dog here. Why not? See if I can't make a little money off of it and see if we can't catch this train before it leaves the station.
Man, it's one of those that saves a lot of your week if it hits in the money management department. So yeah, why not? I was impressed with them over the weekend. I thought they played Atlanta very well. They came back from a deficit. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm there yet for a three wins in a row going on the road, kind of thing with Miami. I don't know if I'm there yet.
We will have to see. Maybe it ends in a draw, but whatever it is, if you want to take a plus half goal on Miami, I would not hate that, but I'm going to try and see if we can't make some money on a deep road dog here. Next game up is the Crew versus DC United. DC, they did get a big win over the Revolution last week, but I think the Crew are a little better than what we've seen from New England this year. I like them to win the game, but at minus 167, that's a little more juice that I want to lay. I'm going to go under 2.5 at minus 112 again in this spot. I think the Crew's defense has been pretty stout, especially as of late. And I'm going to pick them to keep riding with that.
So before they got that win over the Revs, four losses in a row for DC. They had a U.S. Open Cup win mixed in there as well. But I haven't been particularly thrilled with either of these teams. Columbus, by the way, six in a row winless. I mean, these two teams, DC is gearing into form a little bit, but they have not had good starts to the season. I'm in full agreement, Tom. Under 2.5, minus 112, I think it's a reasonable play. I don't like these teams' attacks at all, really. I think there's an argument that you're starting to see kind of how Columbus had built that midfield. You're starting to see some holes in terms of going forward. Darlington Nagbe is still Darlington Nagbe out of possession, but I think he's, increasingly showing his age, maybe in possession. I like the under. I just, this feels maybe like a 1-1. If I had to think in the exacta department, something like that. I don't have a great read on either side. Big shout out to Taxi Archie's Funtas, by the way, just as a great nickname, the Taxi. But yeah, under 2.5, minus 112.
There you have it there. We're in agreement on the under 2.5. Moving on to Orlando City versus Charlotte. Sorry, guys, we missed the Orlando game last week. That was completely my bad. And I'm going to pass on it this week as well. I thought this team was a little bit better than the Red Bulls. They went out, lose to them 3-0. I want to recalibrate, especially because I don't know what this Charlotte team is yet. They're not that bad. They have a -3 goal differential, yes, but they've had some impressive results here. And these numbers, minus 143 for Orlando, plus 390 for Charlotte in the draw, plus 270. Dare I take another Charlotte plus half goal? I don't know. I don't see the lightning striking twice there.
I thought you were going to say on the money. I thought you were going to say on the money line. This is another one where I don't like this either side particularly. I'm circling under 2.75 at -134. That's a classic me kind of play. Taking an under an MLS and taking it heavily juiced and taking an Asian quarter ball number as well. All of those are things that often listeners and viewers despise, but I'm telling you right now, I think you could make some money on it. These are two teams that do not allow a ton of goals. The XGA numbers are a little bit less inspiring in terms of maybe they're overperforming a little bit in terms of what they're letting in the back of the net. But so far it's been good in terms of the actual results defensively. And I also just don't like, yeah, we don't know who Charlotte is yet, but I feel pretty confident saying they're not going to be a super reliable team on the road. You know, if you look at them so far, 5 road games, no wins, just 2 goals in those 5 games. That's very promising for an underplay here. And I don't think Orlando's the type of team in this spot to go out and hammer Charlotte by like 3 or 4 goals and suddenly your under's in jeopardy. So I would lean probably Orlando to win the game. -143 is just not enough for me to take anything like that. Give me under 2.75.
I like that play. I'm gonna stick with my stay away, but I like under 2.75 in the spot. The Chicago Fire +155. They take on the Red Bulls +175, and I'm gonna go with the Red Bulls here. Another road dog in this spot, a slight one, but a road dog at that. $1.75. I'm liking what New York's cooking a little bit here. Like I said, they won that Orlando game 3-0. I think that they can break down Chicago's defense. The Fire have not been a goal-scoring team, but they also haven't given up many goals. The recipe is right for an under, but the under's at -148, and I also do think that Red Bulls find their way to at least a 1-0 victory in this spot.
Full agreement, Tom. I like the Red Bulls here, and that is shocking because I have been a Red Bulls hater for much of our time together, Tom, in these programs. But I watched the game over the weekend. I like this transition offense. I think they're very scary when they get out and run. When they're spaced, this attack can be really, really dangerous. I really like the performance in Orlando. Looking at the numbers a little bit, Red Bulls tied with the best expected goal difference per 90 in MLS. So obviously their results have not necessarily backed that up, but the team they're tied with is LAFC. So the analytics say, hey, the Red Bulls so far this season should actually have been one of the 3 or 4 best teams in the league. Do I think that's true? No, but I do think they're better than I've given them credit for in past weeks. I'm not going to be left in the dust this time. I think the Fire are bad, genuinely bad. I don't think they're a good team. Give me the Red Bulls +180.
There we go. Sporting Kansas City takes on FC Dallas, and we're going to keep this road dog train rolling. +210 on FC Dallas in this spot. The draw +230, but I'm taking $2.10 with Dallas. I think they're a better team than Sporting Kansas City. I think that they're starting to kind of show that. They've been a little bit of a sleeper play. They've been very slept on, as I say that, for being the fourth best team in the Western Conference. They've got a goal differential of 7. That's good for third best differential in the conference. This Dallas team might actually be pretty good, especially after a year in which we saw the California teams and the Texas teams all miss the playoffs. Little bit of a resurgence here from both states. Give me Dallas here versus a Sporting Kansas City team that is overrated and very banged up.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas, like guys like Areola and Ferreira, they're coming off of a year of huge, big USMNT minutes. I think this attack is genuinely underrated. Like there are some real players on this team. The guys I just mentioned, Tuomasi Ranu at right back, Farfan at left back, how they get their fullbacks forward. Like this is one of the, like, you know, you talk about the LA teams. FC Dallas is not in prime time very often. So I think this is one of the reasons why people kind of sleep on what's happening there. But I'm with you, Tom. I'm very impressed with FC Dallas this season, particularly going forward. And I didn't like Sporting in preseason, and they haven't shown me anything throughout the season to inspire tons and tons more confidence. So I like Dallas as well. I'm going to do a slightly different play, a play that you would never do because there's a ton of juice, which is Dallas +0.5 goal at -157. Try to help the old record out on this one. And maybe maybe the draw happens and I get it and you don't. But we'll find out. I think you have probably the smarter money management play here. You're getting a really, really good price. I don't hate that play at all. But I'm just going to go more conservative. So Dallas +0.5 goal.
Hey, that's the way it goes. We like to offer the options. You know, you can be a little more aggressive on the play. You can be a little more conservative. obviously don't win as much money, but you win more money if there's a draw and you had the conservative play than you do if there's a draw and you had the money line. So
yes, sir.
That's the way it goes in this business. The Colorado Rapids are taking on the Portland Timbers. Rapids -125, Timbers +325. It's so weird to see them as $3 road dogs in this spot. The draw +270, but I can't play. I can't play the Timbers. Both teams here played to a 0-0 draw in their last game, and neither are scoring goals right now. Portland's been a solid under team, 5-4 to the under this season. So, you know, one game better on that, but their offense has really cooled down. Most of their overs were at the start, and they weren't because they were the ones scoring goals. It's because they've been letting up some goals that I don't think the Rapids are quite capable of scoring. Give me under 2.5 at -106. I love MLS overs, and yet every single one of my total plays this week is an under.
This is a pretty under-friendly show. Under-friendly show today, Thomas Viola. I wouldn't hate that necessarily. So I'm offering up something that I often do in England, in Italy. I don't do a whole lot of an MLS. I don't even know if I've offered one of these up even once in this show, but it's a draw play, Tom. We love a draw. And here I'm going draw +275. I just think that value is crazy for a very probable or at least plausible outcome in this matchup. Another thing that kind of caught my eye was maybe Rapids to win 2-0 +225, just because of how the Rapids have played at home this season. But I think they got a little bit of weather advantage kind of early in the schedule. I think as we get into the summer months, that's going to be less of a home field advantage. Both of these teams have problems. I think Portland has a much higher ceiling than Colorado, but you're not going to see that on display here in the road game. So not one of my favorite plays of the week. I think really, truly any one of the three money lines is a very helpful piece of analysis could hit on this one. But typically Colorado has been hard to beat at home. So give me the draw +275.
Now, I said that I don't like any overs this week. Well, I stand corrected. The next game up on the slate here, the San Jose Earthquakes versus NYCFC in Yankee Stadium, home of the Pigeons. Over the total is 3.5 here. Now, NYCFC is -230. The Quakes, 5-1 as dogs, and the draw +390. I'm not interested in the Quakes. New manager bump with Alex Covello. They got the win versus Seattle. Maybe they're rejuvenated, but going on the road to play NYCFC, I'm going to pass on that 5-1 opportunity. The over three and a half at +128. You can tempt me with it, Taylor, but I'm going to go my official play here. I'm going to take the juice. Give me both teams to score at -150 here. I think this game could easily go over the 3.5. Maybe not easily, but that number is so hard to be taking. And at +128, I don't know that I'm getting enough of a price on it. I'd rather lay the juice in this spot on both teams to score.
I have that play written down as well, Tom. I am shocked that you're taking it as Mr. Anti-Juice. I would be very, very surprised, though, if that doesn't hit. I think that's one of the more reliable plays of the week. Maybe you're thinking a best bet play. I don't know. I'm trying to read your mind here. We'll get to that at the end of the show. Our heads are both in the same place on this. We're trying to find ways to profit on goals. I'm just going to go all in. Over 3.5 +128. I mean, NYCFC has 11 goals in two games. The Quakes have 9 goals in two games, though one of those admittedly was in the U.S. Open Cup. You know, NYCFC, the best expected goals in the league, the third most goals, San Jose, the fourth most goals. Everything points to a goal fest again happening here. So I'm going to go all in. You could go more conservative at over 3 -125. You could do the Tom play at both teams to score. Yes, -150. I don't mind either of those. I'm just going to go all in. Chips are in the middle, +128. Here we go.
All right. And you've got me thinking. I am cooking up a parlay as we speak to give out at the end here, but we've still got two games left for me to try and figure out what I want is this third leg on it. Nashville is taking on Philadelphia. And this is a battle of a team that we love coming off a loss versus another team we love coming off a loss here. Nashville +118 as the home favorites. Philadelphia +255 road dogs. Draw +210 here. The total juiced heavily to the under at -177 on the 2.5. Nashville +118. It's not my favorite play. This is another lean. This is not going on the record. This is I lean Nashville in this spot. That's the way I'm going.
Nashville, they've been on, you know, Homer's Odyssey, having to play their entire early season away from home, opening up the new stadium, coming back home. This is going to be a national TV game. Everything points to Nashville possibly getting it done in this one. You know, if you're a Philly believer, which I kind of am, you're not going to get a much better Philly price all year than plus 260 in this one. So if you're a Philly lover, I'd absolutely recommend taking that. But I'm actually going to do both teams to score yes, minus 104 in this game. I think there's a lot of hype. This is one of the kind of games of the weekend that people are circling. Like I say, national TV game. I think there's going to be a lot of energy in that stadium. I would be surprised if Philly doesn't bring it and if Nashville doesn't finally kind of figure some things out. I do lean Nashville winning this, maybe 2-1, something like that. But I'd be surprised if they could shut out a very good Philadelphia Union team. So close to even, give me both teams to score minus 104.
Yeah, I think both teams to score minus 104. I like that. I think that this, I don't know. This is such a hard game for me to read. Like my mind is going all over the place, even as I'm thinking about it right there. I could see this being another 1-0 cagey affair. I could see this being one of those blow the doors off. Every team is out there scoring goals. Even New York gets in on a goal in this game. I just don't know. I'm going to stick with Nashville 118, but it's a lean, not a pick. I'm passing on this game. It's too much uncertainty for me right now, but I do not hate your play at all. Let's round it on home here. LAFC and Minnesota United. They're going to be playing Minnesota 5-1 as a road dog. LA minus 205 in the draw, plus 335 here. Taylor, where are you going? Because I guess I'm going LAFC minus the goal at minus 122.
That's what I'm doing. I don't really know what else you can do. And I think LA is good enough at this point where, especially at home, like you're just looking at spots to profit off of them. I do think they're in a tier, potentially at this point, a tier of their own. I mean, you can make arguments for Philly in there. The Galaxy, I think, are a little bit more flawed than them, but they could at various points of the season get in there. NYCFC, it looks like they're figuring things out. Who knows? They could pop back up after a terrible early start. Same with Seattle. You know, this early season has been weird because a lot of, I think, teams that are much better than they've shown because of other competitions will get better as those kind of summer months arrive. LAFC, though, they've been good out of the gate. They've been incredible. And Minnesota United is one of the worst teams away from home in the league. So I think it's fair to just fade them entirely to take maybe the best team in the league against Minnesota. Minus one is not one of my favorite plays in Major League Soccer, Tom, and I think you'd probably agree with me on that. But you need that push protection, I think. You need to go a little bit more conservative, even at a minus 122 price. I don't have it fully in me to take a 1.5. I very rarely do in this league, Tom. So give me the minus one.
I mean, I don't hate it. I think they win the game. I'd go minus one there as well. I don't think you're going to get beaten. Maybe you get a push, but at least you're not losing money there. And that is going to bring me to what I'm going to call maybe not my favorite play, but this is the parlay that I'm going to give out here. It's a juicy one, Taylor. It's a very juicy one indeed. We're going to go four legs, which is, look, this is not a send it on your units. This is like a half unit play. This is four leg parlays do not hit. This is probably not going to work, but maybe it's a little fun. And I think it's fourth. I'm going to even go down to three things. I'm even going to go down to three. It's plus 736, three leg parlay. Both teams to score, NYCFC San Jose at minus 150. Red Bulls plus 175 against the Fire. And LAFC minus the goal at minus 122. Your payout is going to be just over 7-1 right now on BetRivers. That's what I'm going to take as my little parlay of the week here. Again, guys, if you want to fade anything, fade the parlay. I don't recommend them as a general betting practice, but a nice little fun three-teamer here for your weekend.
God bless you. I know you're doing the Red Bulls part to try to, you know, get yourself some value there, right? As the third option, a road dog in MLS in a three-team parlay. Look,
what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, you hear those words, and you start doing this and praying and hoping for the best. But I think all those are reasonable. I mean, I'm with you on all of those plays, I believe. I am not going to do a parlay. I am going to tease my favorite play of the week, which is also involving that NYCFC Quakes game. And I'm just going to go the aggressive. Sometimes I like doing a conservative, like, oh, I want my best play to hit. Over 3.5 goals plus 128. Ride with me. At this point, I think NYCFC is back. The Quakes defense is so bad. And their attack when they're going forward is really fun. Christian Espinoza, baby. Espinoza season. Let's go. Also, you can get him 15-1, by the way, Tom, to score in that game. I don't know if that's something that interests you. I will just put that out there. It's not a play, not an official offer, but just teasing that. I'm going to go over 3.5, though. Best play of the week, plus 128, NYCFC and San Jose Earthquakes.
All right, there we go. I hope that's a wild game. I could see San Jose just not showing up, but I think they're pretty
just
happy.
Just a 3-0 or something?
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with the new manager bump, though. And this is a team that likes to score goals and likes to give them up. And that's generally a good sign for an overplay. And there's a reason this is the only 3.5 on the board this week. And all right, guys, that is going to do it for us here this week. Thank you so much for riding along with us. We really appreciate it. Shout out to Paul Joe DeFan on Twitter, who has been shouting us out and giving us some support. We see you guys out there. We appreciate it. We're just here trying to win money like the rest of you. We're trying to give you our most intelligent thoughts, and hopefully we all come out on top at the end of the day. Once again, thank you to our sponsor, Bet Rivers. Go sign up for a Bet Rivers account today at BetRivers.com. And guys, best of luck on all of your plays this weekend, and we will catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the Bet Rivers Network.